Hi, I'm Tina, and you're listening to This Ugly Beauty Business. It seems like every week this month we've heard a new story of a salon owner who has gone to extremes to get what they're owed from a client who refused to pay for their services. In this episode, you'll learn how to prevent theft in the first place and how to handle a client who rejects the bill. In most jurisdictions, walking out of the salon without paying the bill constitutes theft of services, or larceny. Theft of services is a misdemeanor, but most states also recognize reasonable rejection, so a customer may be able to refuse to pay because the services provided weren't as advertised or didn't meet reasonable standards of quality. Do you see the problem here? Unlike in retail businesses where thievery has a black and white definition, those who would steal services are able to determine whether their crime was justified based on their own subjective and heavily biased opinion of the stolen services. Those who stand to benefit from false claims of reasonable rejection should not be the singular authority on the topic of service quality. It falls to us, the beauty professionals and salon owners, to protect ourselves with refund policies, consultation documentation, and clear service descriptions. And to take that power from the customers completely by requiring payment up front. So let's talk about preventing theft. Write a refund policy. Your refund policy should state that all service sales are final and that payment must be rendered, and that theft of services will be prosecuted. Instruct clients to contact management with any complaints. Ensure your service descriptions are clear and accurate. Don't oversell your services. Keep those client expectations reasonable, otherwise you may find yourself accused of false advertising. When your service protocols change, update the service descriptions immediately. Utilize consultation forms, perform strand tests, and refuse to perform services with questionable outcomes. Your consultation forms should describe what results the client can expect from the service and all potential risks or complications. If the client requests a chemical service, performing a strand test will be necessary. Should the client request a service that may end poorly, refuse that request and refer them to someone willing to put their professional reputation on the line. Consider investing in security cameras. Thankfully, security cameras no longer cost an arm and a leg. Affordable systems proliferate the market. Mount a small sign and place the cameras in conspicuous areas so customers understand that they're being recorded, and thus at risk of becoming the next viral sensation if they decide to act a fool in your business. You should also take identifying information at the desk. Stop allowing strangers to walk into your treatment areas. Get names and phone numbers at the very least. You should also think about requiring payment up front, especially for more expensive and time-consuming services. By failing to safeguard your business, you create an environment that enables theft. Don't make it easy for them. So, how do we handle it when a client tries to walk out without paying? First, let's not commit any crimes ourselves in our pursuit of justice. We aren't the police, so let's not act like we are. To clarify, this means we do not lock clients in the salon or try to keep them from leaving the building. That's called unlawful or false imprisonment. We also don't lay our hands on the clients, ever. The police call that assault. You also should never chase the client out of the salon. Chasing may be considered unreasonable force, harassment, and intimidation, but really, you're just setting the client up to commit battery against you with what will likely be considered a pretty valid self-defense claim. It should go without saying, but we definitely do not jump into or on top of a client's vehicle. I don't want to see any of you on the news. In this scenario, we're assuming the client doesn't have a legitimate grievance with the service or the outcome, but wants to walk away from the salon without paying the bill. So what follows says nothing of compromise or customer service. We are dealing with intentional and likely premeditated thievery in this article and this podcast episode, so keep your commentary about seeking mutually satisfactory resolutions to yourself. Clients who intend to steal services are not interested in seeking resolutions. First, stop and think like a rational adult. Don't get caught up in the moment. Be pragmatic and consider all possible outcomes before you do something stupid. keep things in perspective. Did you ever hear about the woman who returned to the salon to shoot her barber after a bad haircut? Please don't make assumptions about what a client may or may not be capable of. And be considerate of the fact that there are other people in the building. Stay calm. Don't escalate the situation. Keep your voice and your cell phone down. Don't be tempted to record a client with your phone or take pictures, and please discourage anyone who does. Some people react very poorly when being recorded by some obnoxious person with a cell phone. Your salon should already be under surveillance, remember? Reiterate the salon's policy. Go through the motions and check this box off. A thief won't care about the policy and won't be moved to change their behavior on account of it, so don't get hung up on it. Say it once, including that part about prosecution, and then move on to the next step. Arrange to discuss the dispute at a later time. Get the client out of the salon. Don't let them create a bigger scene than they already have. Just inform them that the owner will call them to discuss their experience later. Be sure to use those exact words. To discuss your experience, not to arrange payment or to reach a compromise. Next, the owner needs to contact that client to deliver a final warning and arrange for payment. Let the client know that payment needs to be made. If the client continues to refuse, communicate that if they do not pay by the conclusion of the call, you will be filing a report with the police. When the call concludes, if you still don't have your money, report the theft. Call the cops, file the report, and let them handle it. Stop engaging with the client completely. Don't call them or answer their calls. Definitely don't allow them to return to the salon for services. And do not respond to anything they do or say online. Let them leave their negative reviews and send their nasty messages. Screenshot everything and forward them to the officer responsible for handling your complaint. Now, you are going to get over it and move on. You've done all you can do. Sometimes you'll win and get your money back, but not always. Don't let your thirst for vengeance consume you or influence your behavior. After you report the theft, you're done. Cooperate with the police and get back to focusing on your salon. Have you ever had a client refuse to pay for their services? How did you handle it? I'm willing to bet you didn't lunge onto their vehicle or try to rip them out of their vehicle or chase them out of the salon with a baseball bat. But please, tell us about your experience in the comments on this post or on this podcast episode. Just remember, comments are moderated and replied to on each Monday because I'm busy. That's all I have for you this time. See you in 2 weeks.